Okay, mind your steps. I'm going to go ahead.
Kirsten West is an expatriate. Originally born in Germany, she moved to Mexico from the United States 10 years ago, and she has some strong opinions on immigration.
I mean, I read about a family man here who took his daughter to school, and somehow he had car trouble, and while they were trying to help him, or the police came along, they checked his papers, and they took him right there. He couldn't even go home and say goodbye or anything, and deported him. So he's now here in San Miguel, and everybody's trying to help him with getting him a job, so he can support himself.
If the U.S. doesn't want honest, working Mexicans, immigrants to work over there, we do want them.
Ricardo Villarreal Garcia is the mayor of San Miguel de Allende, a city in the central Mexican state of Guanajuato.
Especially because we know there's a lot of them that have very high skill qualifications that will not be a burden for us, but the opposite. They will be very good for our economy. We need that kind of people, and in a place like San Miguel, it's even better because a lot of them speak English, so that's even better for us.
It's not uncommon to hear English spoken widely in the city center. According to Mexican government statistics, almost 10% of San Miguel de Allende residents are like West. They hail from outside the country, and many of them are Americans or Canadians.
My name is Catherine Hibberts. I live in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico, Guanajuato. I've had a business here for 14 years, and I'm an expat. The state of Guanajuato, they've sent out a list for, it's basically a job list for immigrants that are being deported back into Mexico, asking businesses, if you have positions available, let us know, because they are putting together, like a job center for people that are coming back and looking for jobs.
Here in San Miguel, we have more than 500 jobs today open for anybody that wants them, especially for Mexican immigrants that want to come back to San Miguel or to Mexico.
It's great, but then, you feel so sad for these people that are coming back to a country that really they may not know anymore. I know how to live here. I don't feel like I know how to live anymore in the U.S.
I keep thinking about the family, the wife and the children, that's the part I've lived through that really scares me.
West's father was a prisoner during World War II.
So that part wasn't really part of a political scene. I mean, it wasn't. It was just like I was waiting for Daddy every day to come home, no?
While Hibberts and West have lived in San Miguel since the mid-2000s, expats have been coming to the city as far back as the 40s and 50s.
There's a lot of generations of people born and raised in San Miguel like me. And then since we were born, we were used to live together with them. And we win because they apport a lot to our society and to our community, and of course it's a very important part of the income of the economic development of the city.
Hibberts herself is a member of the city's Chamber of Commerce. She runs a rental agency, renting out houses to prospective tourists.
My business in San Miguel has been growing fairly rapidly, especially in the last 5 years. We've probably had anywhere from a 10 to this year 20% growth rate every year. I feel like, especially this time of the year, I have a lot of repeat clients that come all the time from Chicago, from New York, from Canada. And I always tell them, I feel like this is an adult camp.
My name is Anne Budgel, and I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland, in eastern Canada. This time I'm staying 5 weeks, but last year it was longer, it was about 8 weeks. So a couple of months at the most.
They all end up coming the same time. They meet each other, and they're all friends, and they've been friends now for years, even though they're living, all over the world.
My name is Billy Pritchard. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Pritchard is a business owner like Hibberts.
One big change. You asked about a change. When we came here 21 years ago, there were so few young people here. And if they were wanderers, travelers, nomads, whatever, that were coming through. And today it blows me away, the young people that are here, the young families that are here, the professionals that are here, and it's all because of the internet. Everything's changed on that. I mean, you can live here, you can make dollars and live on pesos easily. You know?
At the time I spoke to Pritchard, $1 was worth almost 19 pesos. And although Mexican prices are lower compared to most places in the United States, prices in San Miguel have risen.
I always wonder how the Mexicans feel about it. And it's not all because of gringos that the prices have gone up. I'd say it's probably 50% gringos and 50% wealthy Mexicans that are using this as a second home base.
I don't believe that Americans take advantage of Mexicans, or of course I don't believe Mexicans take advantage of Americans.
Villarreal says that almost 150 nonprofits are based in San Miguel.
And in most of them, there are a lot of Americans working on them and supporting the most noble causes of San Miguel and our people. So I think that San Miguel, of course, is an example of how different cultures can live together. And we can, even though we're different, we can use our similarities in an advantage and we can learn from each other.
But many expatriates, including Hibberts, are worried. And they're worried about the United States.
We had scheduled several trips this year to go to the U.S. for certain things, which now I think we are going to cancel. Just due to the immigration, what's going on. You know, getting through immigration, even for me, normally, sometimes people, the customs agents give me a hard time because I live here in Mexico, which I always think is very interesting, even though I'm a U.S. citizen.
Well, right now I'm not going to the U.S., you know, because it's obviously for my passport that I live most of the time here, and so I don't want to having to answer to why I'm doing that.
Unlike Hibberts and West, Pritchard only lives in Mexico part-time.
So I'd never wanted to get a residential visa, and I think I'm going to get the whole family residential visa now. I'd like to be able to have the opportunity to leave my country for a period of time without, you know, doing the 6 months visas or going for the FM3. And because we have a business, we can do that. And I've also, you know, thought maybe sooner than I had expected, probably might move down here myself. And it is, it's not running away from a situation, but it's hard, I think, back home when there's a tension there among friends, among family. And that's not here, except more with your own self, you know, by what you're reading in the paper and stuff.
Reporting from San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, this is Jay McAuliffe.